Coming up on today's show, we have some catch up to do as far as the news that was released relating to Disney, and that will be today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome everyone to episode number 446 of Traveling with the Mouse. We're rapidly approaching the 450 mark. Well, I don't know what that means, but... And then soon the 500 mark.
We could have our own NASCAR race.
Right.
The TWTM 500.
The TWTM Podcast 500, yes. I am hosting this week. My name is John, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host. His name is Adam.
What's up, everybody?
Ah, yes, and...
My signature.
We don't have Jason with us today, and he was in Disney World last week, right? Yes.
Yes.
I had to think about
spring
it.
Spring break.
Yeah, spring break week. I was at the beach.
Yes.
During spring break week, or part of it, anyway.
A lot of people were at Disney, though. And those
yes.
crowds and Genie Plus giant skyrocketing prices. But they've settled back down. So this would be a great time to go to Disney.
Probably a great time to run a challenge.
Yeah, that too.
Right?
Yeah. It's always a good time.
Yeah. So with a good bit to cover,
yeah,
let's try to jump into these things. Some of this is gonna be kinda it's gonna be a rapid fire of sorts.
I need a slow water trickle.
The slow water?
Slow drip.
Okay.
That's how we like to do the news here.
It's a random task.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
a lot's happened, so we'll have to go back in time a little bit to catch up.
Well, I remember seeing a little bit about this recently, but the Frontierland Shootin' Arcade, it says it's to close permanently for new... The rumor is that it's for a new Disney Vacation Club member lounge.
Which
I don't think anybody's going to put up much of a fight for that one going away, truthfully, no matter what it would be for.
I mean, it'd be interesting for those who don't go often. Like, did you even know this existed?
There's probably a lot that don't, yeah. I mean, because anytime I've ever come by that area, I don't think I've ever seen anybody really doing it.
Yeah, a few.
Not often.
And some people probably would assume you have to pay.
You used to have to.
I don't think you have to pay anymore. But like in Animal Kingdom and Dino Land, those horrible carnival games, you actually have to pay money to do, which, like, that's silly.
Yeah. The Shootin' Arcade, they probably just gave up on it. They're like, yeah, I can just, if somebody wants to come by and use it, then so be it.
I just walk up and do it.
Yeah. Actually, just do it. Right.
You can probably, I wonder how many guests per day actually do it. It's probably like 100, if that, so.
Yes.
Anyway, it's not a lot. And it's very easy to walk right by it and miss it because it's not that big either. So, yeah, I don't think anyone's really going to miss it or fight for that.
That is true. Also, during this time period while we were away on our hiatus, Disney successfully defeated Trion, or I guess how you say it,
Trion.
And the Blackwells.
Yep.
In the proxy battle over board seats. So,
yeah. It wasn't super close when you look at all the votes either, but
you looked at all the votes?
Well, yeah, it was like a quarter of
could
the,
you find your own vote?
I don't know about that, but I mean I just the percentages, it was like a quarter of the vote. They didn't really get that close, I don't think.
Gotcha.
So yeah, the establishment won this round. We'll see.
The establishment.
Well, it's true, right?
I guess you could say that.
I agree and the like. Speaking of, as we are recording this, I saw a video today of Iger and DeMauro in Oga's Cantina at Disneyland. They just sort of walked in, and a lot of people recorded videos of them.
They just walked in?
Yeah, well, I mean, I assume they don't need a reservation, but that would be really bad if they... Anyway, yeah, it'll make them wait for a table, but...
Right. Be like normal people.
Actually, they look pretty cool. And Joe Rohde's been spotted at Disney World this week at Animal Kingdom and Epcot. I've seen a lot of photos of him there.
Well, you can go on vacation too.
Well, the word is he's doing a master class for the Imagineers. So
yes, that's what we'll see.
Yes.
But he's having some fun in the meantime while he's doing it. I guess,
you know, like people saw him walking around Epcot. A lot of people got pictures with him. That's pretty neat. So
how about the comment from Iger?
Yeah.
In which he said, "We've been aware of Epic Universe for more than a decade."
Right. Well, that's longer than Universal has been aware of it.
I know. That's a lot better than what I've come up with. It was we've been building attractions during that time, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So
they didn't even buy the land until 8 years ago for Epic Universe. So
right. I guess his idea of a decade is, you know, almost, you know, in the time frame.
Right. So close enough.
He noted how they've created theme lands and experiences over the past decade, including Galaxy's Edge, Pandora, Toy Story Land, Tron.
Right.
So what, at Epcot, which is technically not completed.
Which was also like abandoned, most of it. But
yeah,
like Play Pavilion and most of the World Celebration area is like hugely scaled back.
The thing is interesting that he said that Disney was able to stagger the major launches to commercially and operationally optimize the new offerings. I don't think that they, I don't think things went as they intended with all those things, to be honest with you, especially with COVID.
Yeah. I mean, they never opened like a million things at once. It was staggered in terms of what Toy Story Land was 2018 and Galaxy's Edge was 2019. And then COVID hit. And then, you know, you had a few things trickle in after that were in the works after COVID sort of tapered off a little bit. What we thought was response to, you know, Wizarding World of Harry Potter was actually their pre-response for Epic Universe, according to
the preemptive strike.
Right. It's like, oh, you did Harry Potter and you're about to do Epic Universe. We'll show you. We'll do Toy Story Land, Galaxy's Edge, and open a few new rides.
Yeah.
I
don't think that was it. Because, I mean, if that's the case, then in reality, New Fantasyland was their answer to Wizarding World, if that's the case.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, not really.
So,
well, I think they're underestimating it is what it feels like to me, and they're just like making excuses, but that's what the Disney fans think.
Also, during this time, this CFTOD settlement, Central Florida Tourism, you can't even the acronym is hard to put into something.
I know, it just doesn't.
The CFTOD.
Hold. Right. Reedy Creek game.
Anyway. That settlement. Even Iger called it a win-win, which is interesting.
Yeah. So, I think they just want it behind them at this point. Whatever.
That's kind of what I said.
Yeah. As long as they can get something.
Screw the real reason.
Right.
Let's move on.
Yeah, they just need this behind them.
Yeah.
They still have their federal case going, though, don't they? So
I don't know. I thought they dropped everything.
Statewide, they did. I think federal case is still ongoing.
Okay.
So we shall see. But
well, it's not in the news here. So as far as I can see, it's like la, 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 la.
Last I read, the federal case is still ongoing.
Okay. New Disney World free dining offer for Disney card members. Did you take this?
I looked at this the other day, and you have to pay rack rate, which, I mean, this is what they did before.
Uh-huh.
I was surprised they brought any free dining back at all, but, you know, you have to be a pass holder. You have to be a card member or holder of the Visa, the Disney Visa, and then you have to pay rack rate, and you get a regular dining plan if you book a deluxe, and I think if you book moderate or value, maybe, you get the quick service dining plan. So mm-hmm. paying so rack rate
is similar to what they've done before.
Right. And if you don't eat a lot of table service restaurants, you're going to pay way more for the deluxe hotel than you would for eating at restaurants, especially if you do mostly quick service.
Once again, it's for people who don't do the math, like a lot of these offers are. I mean, because this is very similar to, what was it? It was the one they offered just in general, right? But you didn't have to be a card holder at the time.
Yeah.
Like the last time they had the free dining offer, you just had to book a full price package. But now you have to be, it's more exclusive. It's, you have to be a Visa card member and you still get to book a full price package.
So. Yes, and correct. It is a package, not just hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So like an annual pass holder, it wouldn't make sense. You can't really do that. And the price will not add up, I guarantee you, if you don't normally stay deluxe.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it might be better depending on which one you choose. Like, say, if you get one of the cheaper rooms at, say, Saratoga or Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I mean, how much do you want to bet, though, they exclude those?
Yeah, I don't think they would exclude those.
I mean,
here's the thing, but if you're paying rack rate, even the lesser rooms there are going to be more expensive. So yeah.
You're paying $500 or $600 minimum a night for deluxe rack rate, anything. And
that's one of the things that I just really find hard to, you know, make the comparison. And don't get me wrong, I love the property and the area, but I mean, when the prices are where they are, and they're there because people are still paying it, I just don't understand it.
I don't either.
When I can get, in some cases, a 4-bedroom house for half the price.
Airbnb. Yeah.
Right.
That's within a fairly short drive.
With my own pool. And what am I giving up? I'm giving up 30 minutes in the morning and, what, 2 nights a week I can do Animal Kingdom Epcot and Magic Kingdom late, right?
Yeah.
So,
but I guarantee if you did the discount, which they currently have like the 30%, or if you're a pass holder, 35 for a lot of these resorts, you'd save way more doing that and just paying for meals because you're probably saving, if you went moderate, you could get, you know, $250 a night or something like that versus paying like $600 a night.
Yeah, I think we discussed this part once before because it was like, I really don't eat as much as I once did either, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the regular dining plan forces you to do sit-down meals, which not everybody wants to do, especially if you have small kids. It's not always the greatest idea to do that, so. I don't know. Think about it. Think about your party.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to you.
Correct.
And if you're trying to save money, this is not the way to save money.
Not the best way.
No.
But actually, it's not a way at all.
Yeah, it's true. It's just not.
This is not a way. Cheaper. Yeah. It's really not. I mean, and you're going to find yourself, I mean, you'll feel better about it because you're
prepaying.
You feel like you're paying for dining because it's already taken care of.
Sort of, yeah. Unless you want alcohol or, you know, you still have to tip and things. So you still have to pay a little.
You'll still feel free, even though you had to pay extra for your accommodations and such. But
sure. But, yeah, I don't know. It's not for me, that's for sure. But people love the thought of it, or the thought that,
like,
oh,
the
this
idea.
Is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause
that's
as
why they keep doing it.
Yeah. No such thing as a free lunch. Disney shares new look at audio animatronics for Tiana's Bayou. So those were quite
very
impressive.
Very impressive.
As we mentioned earlier, like the one we saw early on of Tiana, that it was akin to or reminded me of the Belle and Beast ones from the Beauty and the Beast ride from, was it Hong Kong or was it Shanghai?
I thought it was Tokyo.
Oh, is it Tokyo? Oh, yeah, you're right. It's Tokyo. Tokyo has that one. My bad.
Tokyo is the best. Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, all the animatronics look really good.
Yeah, even Louis looks pretty good.
Yeah, Louis is obviously pretty big animatronic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of them look really great. And there's multiple Tianas. I forgot where I saw this There's Mama a screenshot. Odie. Yeah, Mama Odie looks great. But there's a screenshot of like a whiteboard in the background where you can see they wrote down the different scenes or whatever. Yeah. And you can tell which characters are in which scene. So I know Tiana is in like two or three of them at least.
Yeah.
And so I think there even was someone wrote down this video where you can kind of see the other Tiana in the background of one of the other clips.
Well, I mean, it is her ride.
Right. These are the good, high-quality animatronics, which hopefully they're upgrading the bears right now with more modern animatronics for the new Country Bear Jamboree.
You know, I'm really surprised that so far we haven't been given at least some kind of inkling of a date for Tiana.
I would have expected that already, to be honest. Yeah. I thought we would have heard that by now.
Especially here we are, it's almost mid-April.
Yeah. I would have thought they'd be announcing previews by now, so that probably means that it's later than Memorial Day as far as an opening. That might be the preview dates. It's like starting late May or something. But so maybe it was that late May and then July is the opening date, like early July.
Maybe.
We shall see.
We will see.
Yeah.
Let's say new Team Green characters introduced as the first anniversary of Tron. Like Cycle Run, right. That is.
Easy.
Which I don't know how it says they're the characters. I don't know what they mean by that post-show area. That's all it really is, right?
Yeah, as soon as you walk out, it's right in front of you usually, right? You walk right into this.
But it was all about, you know, like green, as in like green, what's the word?
For Enterprise? Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, I always thought that they were doing Team Green because it was like a green initiative or something like that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is just for Enterprise. You're right.
Enterprise's color is green.
That's true, it is.
But yeah, they have new characters that are featured on the wall when you walk out.
When it comes to my lightsabers, I prefer green over blue. I'm just saying.
I always like green. Return of the Jedi, Luke versus the other.
That's my favorite good guy saber, we'll say. I don't know if I'll say overall, but it's my favorite good guy saber.
Doesn't that mean you're like a guardian or something, Jedi?
Green, is that what that means?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Forgot what that meant, but anyway.
And during this time period, the Admiral Joe returned from its refurbishment with a new blue paint scheme.
I see.
Looks nice and fresh.
Yes.
So if you're there, go check that out. Go ride the Admiral Joe across to Magic Kingdom if you're going.
Is this like the monorail, though, or it looks great on the outside, but when you
it's inside, still falling apart?
Right. Like, okay. Yeah, because I see the new paint job on the outside looks good, but the inside looks about the same. Is that a whole lot?
It's smoke and mirrors.
I mean, it looks good.
Yeah.
But
no,
fresh paint.
Right.
Doesn't hurt. People will destroy that pretty quickly. But
unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So what'd you think? I'm sure you've watched some clips on YouTube and what have you of the Star Tours debut, those scenes. What do you think of those?
It's not Pedro Pascal. His voice.
Are you sure?
Yes. 100%. It's not him, for sure.
Well, it is, what's her name?
Rosario Dawson.
Yes, Rosario Dawson.
Yes, it is her.
But wait, you're so sure it's not Pedro Pascal?
Because I can tell the voice is not his. There's just, you can tell. If you watch, watch the clip, it's very obvious not him. he has a very distinct way that he does that voice, and he's too big time now, I think, for...
And it totally ruined this for you, so now you're not going to watch it. You're not going to
do it. No, it didn't, but it's obviously not him. Now, I didn't see... The one I haven't seen is the Andor one, so I didn't check to see... I've only seen the
Ahsoka. It was Cassian. It was the actor.
Yeah.
Oh, it was him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So at least 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Well, they were the easier ones to get a hold of, probably, at this point.
Yeah. Right.
They're the cheaper ones.
I guess.
I feel like they already... I feel like they already have Rosario Dawson under contract.
Right. I think they're going to do a season two of that too, right? Ahsoka. So they're probably... They probably filmed that while they were finishing up the first season or whatever, so...
I've noticed that with certain, like, actors, like, there's, like, a time period when they get them, then you just see them associated with everything Disney for a little while, it seemed like.
Right.
You know, like, Kurt Russell signed, like, a how long of a movie deal back in the 70s? It was, it was like, a 10-year contract or something he signed with Disney.
That was back in the day, man.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
Patrick Warburton, you know, remember when he was... When he started doing all these little spots for Disney, it was right around the time that he did the voice.
Emperor's New Groove.
For Emperor's New Groove, for Kronk.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, the new scene, by the way, I mean, I know I jumped around a little bit. Because speaking of which, Patrick Warburton's in Star Tours. He's one of the robots. But anyway, well, he's the one checking the luggage. The space whales, that was a scene. You saw that, right?
I did.
Is this really what they call them in the universe? I mean, surely they could come up with a better name than space.
No, they have a different name.
Purgles.
P-U-R-R-G-I-L.
Well, all right, then we'll call them Purgles.
That's what it is.
All right.
Space Purgles.
So we go from one slow-moving creature to a fast-moving vehicle in Test Track.
Which won't be moving very fast. Starting after June 17th.
The reimagining of Test Track is, it's going to be open just a little while longer, folks, to prepare for the new version of Test Track, which has been teased anyway to include a nod to its predecessor, the World of Motion.
What? And the new concept art of the outside definitely has a World of Motion look to it a little bit more so.
Yeah. They're finally getting rid of the not-so-great-looking canopy.
Yes, whatever that was.
That Erector set or whatever it was they put out there.
Right.
And put a tarp over it.
You know, it looks like another disc kind of thing in front, which looks like it'll be,
A little more futuristic, I guess. It's rounding it off, I guess. Making it a little more rounded. Looks like a more permanent structure. Because the current one still looks so, it just looks so temporary still.
And did we not mention this a couple of weeks ago? Because it was a rumor at the time that the cast members had been told that mid-June they were to be reassigned at other locations because Test Track was going to be.
You may have. Closing.
I believe we talked about
that. You know, 2 weeks is a long time.
Yeah, I know. It was probably a month or so ago when we, so that turned out to be true that this is happening, and my guess would be that this will be closed for at least a year, don't you think? I mean, it'll be probably maybe even a little longer because of, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty extensive refurb to it, but who knows? There's no indication, though.
No indication.
Of how long it'll be down.
Speaking of refurbishments. Refurbishment expands for Indiana Jones' epic stunt spectacular marquee.
I'm sure that needed a refresh.
I don't know how long it's been since it had something done to it. Surely it's been sooner than 30 years ago.
Yeah, 1989?
Yeah. Oh. Well, that can't be it.
35 years, almost exactly.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about it like that. It's crazy to think that of all the attractions that went through there, this is still there.
That's a good point.
That's the thing that's crazy about.
Yeah, this one survived that long,
right.
And it's virtually unchanged, yeah.
Yeah, still doing, you know, at the time, think about it. At the time that this opened, it was 89, later in 89. It had only been 8 years since the original film where they took all these stunts from at that point.
Yeah.
It still had a film that was literally, I mean, it just got released. By the time the stunt show actually opened, it was about to be released to video, the latest installment.
Yeah.
That being The Last Crusade. So it was still relevant.
Right.
Very much relevant at that time.
Very fresh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the props from Last Crusade were, are still there, actually. The tank is still right outside. It's not a show. And there was some of the vehicles were on the backlot tour for a while. I remember that, but
yeah,
who knows what happened to those, but.
And you also got to think, at the time that this stunt show opened, it was only 5 years removed from Temple.
Yeah, that's crazy, too.
Yeah.
Think about the movie that changed the rating system.
Uh-huh. Right. The movie that changed the rating system.
Honestly.
Oh, I remember it, seen it in the video stores. It had that, what was it, NR, or what was it called? It had a different rating on it. I don't think it was NR, though. It was something else. I'd have to look at one of the original boxes. I'm sure they're out there on the internet somewhere. Let's see. The eclipse happened in Walt Disney World. I mean, it was not as big a deal in Florida as it was in
a partial. Middle,
not, it wasn't in the line.
But it will be in 2045, so buy your tickets now. Yeah, the next eclipse that covers most of the United States is 2045.
But I didn't think Florida was going to be in the path, though.
No, Disney, it's going to go right over Disney. 100% eclipse will be.
Are you just saying this? Or
No, I'm not kidding, yeah. Look up the 2045 eclipse map.
Did you find this article on April 1st?
No. Look it up. 2045 eclipse. It's going to go right over Disney World.
Huh.
August 12th, 2045.
21 years from now.
It's basically going to start in, like, Northern California and work its way sort of going south and east across, and it's going to go directly over Central Florida.
Huh.
So
that's the thing that, the thing that kills me about some people talking about an eclipse, it just shows how self-focused we are here in America, about how one that you can see in America is some sort of grand sign of something. Even though these actually occur like every 1 to 3 years somewhere on the planet.
Right. Yeah. These are not super uncommon. Yeah.
So it's just because, it's literally been happening every 1 to 3 years somewhere on the planet. It's just most of the time, think about it, the planet's like 80% ocean or something like that.
Right.
I mean, just think about the odds of it, the path being right over the ocean is pretty likely. Or the poles or what have you. So.
Yeah. And I can understand, a more like couple hundred years ago, seeing an eclipse and going like, what the heck just happened, when you didn't know as much as we know today. But now we can predict them hundreds of years in advance, or like this next one, at least almost 21 years in advance. So.
I was really expecting to get some superpowers right around this time, but alas, I was not.
Or
I wasn't special.
Did you commit any crimes during those 4 minutes that it was completely eclipsed?
Because
you can't see anything, when it's everything. You can get away with everything. So 4 minutes, you got
4 minutes. You can get away with anything. Is that what it is?
Because you can't see anything. It's dark. Man,
right.
It's completely
covered. It's dark now, but I'm sure we can still, we have lights. We still had power.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad. Anyway.
Someone sent me a clip to remind me of this, and it was hilarious. I'll try to send it to you.
Yeah.
It was about the episode of the old Batman and Robin, whenever Catwoman had them tied down to this, almost like a giant grill is what it looked like, and they had the magnifying glasses in front of them. Where they're basically going to be cooked by the sun. Do you not remember that episode?
I don't, but I'm sure.
But anyway, basically Batman, he was talking about there's an eclipse today or whatever it was. And it was like, we have like 30 seconds to change the direction of these. I can do it with my feet or whatever. Change the direction of these magnifying glasses to where it'll burn the ropes that we're tied with or something like that. It was Of course, he said it in a much more funny
and Adam West typical way.
Typical, Adam West Batman way, but
still,
I was that's hilarious.
Batteries are dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was it, that dolphin or whatever porpoise? He risked his life for hours. He gave his life, excuse me, not risked his life. He gave his life.
Right.
Going off topic.
Good stuff.
This was somewhat interesting. I don't know if we need to move on to the summer discounts. We definitely want to make sure we get those in. But DeMauro's comment about Galactic Star Cruiser was difficult to explain to the public, is how he put it.
The price was what was difficult to explain to the public.
Right. That was difficult to explain, if that's what he means.
Yeah, that was what was difficult.
So in a recent interview, this was his quote.
Yeah.
It says, this is something that had never been done before. It was difficult to even explain to the public. Right. And I think it was incredibly brave for us to move into this space. And this, to me, yeah, right, says Imagineering is still at its best today. Those learnings are being employed on the next experiences, which we haven't even announced yet.
Oh, but are you going to announce it at D23 this year, or are we just going to blue sky that too?
Why did they have such a problem admitting that one of the main reasons for the failure is it costs too much?
Yeah.
Why did they never want to go out and say that cost is a factor? Cost is always a factor.
Right. But if they admitted about that, then they should admit it about everything else.
Well, no, because they don't have to admit it about a lot of the other things, because people were buying it regardless. They didn't buy.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
They temporarily did, but I mean, it's too much for what it is. I think that's kind of part of the problem in summer, truthfully. Not only is it people, if they're going to go, they want to wait until it's like, you know, either the Halloween party going on or the Christmas party, or I guess they don't have to wait for Food and Wine. Food and Wine's like half the year.
Yeah.
I just think it's certain things like that, that, you know, during the summer months, they have less reason. They're going to try to go to see as many events as they possibly can.
Yeah.
I mean, heat factors in to some degree, but still, but a lot of stuff Disney does is indoors.
Right.
I mean, you'd think you would, I mean, you know, I've been in summer and it's been just fine.
Yeah, I kind of prefer the summer nowadays, just for that reason.
Right, yeah, and I don't have to, what's the word? Well, maybe it's part of it has to do with what part of the country we live in, because honestly, in
we're used to
like
it.
The middle of July, it's every bit as hot or not hotter here than it is in Central Florida.
Yeah.
I've seen like data that suggests that the average high is higher for this area of the country than it is in Disney World in July. So there you go.
Well, I mean,
either way, it's
hot
enough. Yeah.
We're used to it.
Yeah, we're more used to it than some people are. That might be the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I'm curious what these things that they haven't talked about yet are going to be, because we really want to know, guys, because you haven't told us anything.
Well, in a lot of ways, they've pushed envelopes in recent years with certain technology. I just don't, how much further can it go? You know.
Well, I'm just saying, give us some new experiences in general, like build something.
Right.
That's what we want, which we can talk about this probably later, but the rumors of, you know, Beyond Big Thunder, and it looks like the Animal Kingdom thing's moving along. So they are, I think there will be a lot of D23 I think we'll have a lot more concrete announcements this year than we have in the last two, the Destination D23 and then D23 2 years ago. I think we'll finally have like some, looks like they're actually going to start building soon, maybe even before they announce it, they're actually going to start construction. So I'm hoping for more out of DeMauro this year.
You're hoping. You don't sound very optimistic. You're just like, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Well, I'm confident that we will hear something specific about Beyond Big Thunder and the Dino Land re-theme. It looks like is what they talked about last year. So, I think we'll hear more about that. But what they haven't told us yet, or what we don't have an idea of what's coming, is what I'm hopeful for.
Gotcha.
That's what I wanted. Stuff that we don't even have rumors of yet, I would like to hear more about. So,
and just a minute ago, like we were talking about summer, the discount started coming out here. Just recently, Florida resident room discount was released for summer and early fall at Walt Disney World. which that one was that Florida residents can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels. Valid for stays most nights from July 8th through October 3rd. That's a pretty interesting range for the Florida resident ones. The ones that are on the list for saving up to 30%, Bay Lake Tower, Boulder Ridge, Copper Creek, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo, and Kidani. Beach Club Villas, Boardwalk. Most all of the deluxe and deluxe villas. One of the ones that I see that's an exception on here is I do not see Polynesian listed.
It's not surprising.
But it's like the only deluxe not listed, truthfully.
I don't know. Polynesian is very hard to get these days, so.
Because I see Grand Floridian on here. I see, as far as the monorail track, I see Contemporary and Grand Floridian. I do not see Poly. Poly's like the only deluxe resort I don't see.
It's not surprising.
But why would it be the only one?
Because they don't need to discount it, I guess. It seems like it's always full, so it's hardly ever available.
All right, well, you can get up to 25% at the Cabins, Caribbean Beach, Coronado, the Port Orleans resorts. And then 20% on the rest of values, which is, of course, the All-Stars, the Art of Animation, and the Pop Century.
Yep.
So, okay, never mind. This is why I didn't see Poly, because they put them in a category. They put a couple of rooms in special category all their own. Save up to 10% on Art of Animation standard rooms, so Little Mermaid rooms, Beach Club Resort deluxe rooms, Polynesian Village Resort, and Polynesian Villas and Bungalows. So basically,
only 10.
They pretty much took like the four categories that sell out the fastest. I don't know about the bungalows selling out the fastest, but they probably took that category because they feel like they can still get people to do that at 10% than they would. They're not going to give them 30% off that, in other words.
I mean, 10% off of that is $250 a night off, but still insane.
Yeah. Still pretty rough. Yeah. But that was for the Florida residents.
Right.
And here in just a moment, I'm going to get you to the next batch of them, but in between that, I wanted to talk about a big one that was announced just recently. About the DAS.
Yeah, that was the big one.
That, where I don't know, I'm sure you're going to have some differences of opinion on this, but the changes, let's see what it says. They're taking steps to preserve their existing accessibility services. Here are the five things you need to know about the updates, right? This is what it says. This is from the site.
Okay.
We're adding more cast members and investing in specialized training on each coast to help guests identify and better understand the recommended tools and options based on their needs.
Basically, they're cracking down on people trying to abuse the system. But anyway, yes.
All right. Number two, the accessibility services team at the Walt Disney World Resort and the Disneyland Resort are here to assist guests with questions they have about our services. We encourage guests visiting to engage with us pre-arrival through our website and virtual video chats, which they had that before.
Mm-hmm. But we are adding more, seems like.
We are teaming with Inspire Health Alliance's health professionals to help our cast members as needed determine eligibility for appropriate accommodations and ensure that these accommodations are provided only for guests for whom they are intended.
Mm.
I think sometimes that people have tried to take advantage of the bigger rooms that go along with disability access in some cases, right?
Right. That's more language of we're restricting this to try and get down to just the people who need it rather than people who can qualify for various reasons.
And number four.
Yeah.
We will be making efforts to preserve the DAS for those it's intended to accommodate. Only those guests who, due to developmental disability like autism or similar, are unable to wait in a conventional queue for an extended period of time. To help with this, we are also extending DAS enrollment for eligible guests from 60 days to 120 days and adjusting DAS party size to include no more than four.
That's the big one.
Except for immediate family members. Because a lot of people come with bigger families.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I get it. Here's the thing. You need to limit this, because if you say the whole group gets to go by the same privileges, basically, it's not quite the same thing,
right?
In my opinion. You know, the people who are capable of waiting in line can just wait in line. And
right.
Then when it, you know, and then when it the comes time, they can still...
Right. Of the person that has the disability.
Right.
And that's understandable why they would do that, because, of course, even with people with big families, there's always going to be those that take advantage of that and bring, you know, 20 people in who are just riding along and taking advantage of this.
I can't remember where I saw this, but I saw something that suggested there was a number as high as 60%, I think.
I saw that too, yeah, of lightning lanes are gas.
Which is way too high.
Yeah, I think that's the indicator that they needed to change something, is like, okay, it's getting out of hand. So we have to kind of crack down on, like, narrowing it down to really the people who need it.
Uh-huh.
And it's unfortunate for those who really do need it, and you're going to have to jump through more hoops than you already do. That's the problem.
This is no different than most things that happen in this country. There's always, it's the people doing the wrong that make it more difficult on the people that are trying to, you know, are doing the right necessarily.
Yeah. So,
unfortunately.
Yeah. Right. And I know people who really need this service and use it. But then, you know, I also hear of others who can get DAS when they don't really, you know. So it's kind of like it's also a bit of a moral issue of, like, I would personally not want to take advantage of that unless I really felt like I had someone in my family who could not wait in that line, right? That would be, I would definitely do it then, but you get down, it's a slippery slope.
Well, for example, back when you guys took the Give Kids a World Trip, right? Didn't Daniel, wasn't he given something like that? And he chose not to use it?
Yeah, he chose not to, right. Yeah. I think they did offer something like that. I don't remember what it was back then. This was probably 3 years ago.
It was different. Well, back then, they hadn't even really rolled out FastPass yet, so.
Yeah.
It was just,
but they did offer something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a front of the line.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
This was back in the days when they used to hand you out the, what was it, the red tags or whatever it was. I can't remember.
The little.
For trying to figure out things like how long the line is.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen them not that long ago.
I've been given them before.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been given them here and there. But yeah, I mean, there's always, and that's the thing, there's loopholes that we talked about before that Disney's closed, and it's like, you know, if there is a loophole, people are going to exploit it until they don't, you know, until they close it up. So it's just something they've needed to do, it looks like, because I didn't realize it had gotten that out of hand again.
Well, 60% is pretty excessive.
That's
more than
very high, yeah. But on the other hand, too, you could say, well, okay, are they restricting this just so that they can force more people to buy Genie Plus?
There's a part of, there's a cynical side. Is that what you're trying to think?
Right, exactly. You can always flip it to that of, like, are they making it harder unnecessarily on those that actually do need it just to get more people to buy Genie Plus? But,
or you could think of it this way. They're trying to make it be at the value it's intended to be. For those trying to,
who really need it,
those who are trying to do lightning lanes,
right?
They're trying to purchase lightning lanes,
right?
And also
we hopefully make them more available. Yeah.
Well, also, yeah, I think it would make the regular lines a little more reasonable too.
Right. I think they kind of have to. Yeah. Even as a guest, a regular guest, you do notice that. It seems to be, you know, even though you don't want to say anything, but you do look and you kind of notice, like, a group of 20 people showed up.
And right.
It's like, huh.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody that, you know. But again, you don't want to pass judgment too quickly on something like that. But it does look like it, because of this, they needed to crack down on it a little more. So,
So annual pass holder hotel room discount was also announced.
What is it?
And that one, you get up to 35%.
Basically the same as the spring.
Right.
Discount.
Well, it's the same range and same resorts as I named.
Yeah.
Are included in that. And the 30%, I guess that's the difference there, is you can actually get the, as an AP, you can get the 30% on the moderates. But that's actually, getting 30% on mods is pretty good.
Yeah. Especially look at Coronado, because you're going to get a great price at Coronado for that.
Yeah. And then you get, of course, the tiers just kind of move down 25% on 25% on values, too, if you think about it that way. 25% on values would cut that significantly.
Yeah.
Especially if you were getting something like sports. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
It would make it dirt cheap almost.
Still do sports, though. Don't do sports. Music. Yes. All-star music or movies, but not sports yet.
Yeah. That would be a really good deal, too. 25% would be a really good deal on the family suites if you can get them at Art of Animation.
At music? Oh, I was going to say music, too.
Well, music, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could get them at music. But
now, of course, the one category they kept at 10% was the last ones I mentioned. The standard rooms at Art of Animation, the deluxe rooms at Beach Club, and, of course, the Polynesian. So
yeah,
of course. That stayed the same.
Boo. Understandable.
Boo.
What? Yeah, because
if they gave you a good deal at Poly, you would take it. Is that what you're trying to say?
I would try. Yeah, I would try.
And so then you get to the general public, which is getting basically the same thing that
Florida residents, right? It's very close.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. The only difference here is the general public, they have the night restriction. So you save up to 30% on rooms for stays of 5 nights or more in the first category. And it's only 25% if it's 1 to 4 nights. So, you know, you lose a 5% for the shorter stays.
Okay. Understandable.
And this is the same way with each category, 25, 20, 20, 15. And then, of course, the 10% is what basically that four category one of the more popular rooms. Everybody's getting that the same, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right.
One thing you didn't mention.
I didn't? What I meant?
This new Pandora land for Disneyland that talked about. And there's concept art out there for, and it looks like a boat ride, kind of like what Animal Kingdom has, like a little bit of floating mountains, and then looks like some kind of, I don't know, area on the distance. Is this that, what is it called, Disneyland Forward thing? Is it Disneyland Forward Initiative?
Disney Forward?
Disney Forward.
Maybe it is.
Where they're basically the parking lot of the Disneyland Hotel area is going to be this expansion pad, essentially. I don't know where else they would put this. Do you? Like, it's certainly not Disneyland Park. I don't see a spot for it there.
They pretty much at this point have to create space every single time they do something. So, right. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So. But it looks to be a boat ride. I mean, they show people in a boat wandering through this little land. It looks like a very small land, if that's what it's going to be. So, anyway.
Take a boat ride. Clean down to New Orleans.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought we should throw that one in, too. But
Yes. You're right. I did miss that. So, I mean, that's why I have you here, Adam. You're here to keep me straight.
Exactly.
There's another company in the Orlando area who's building. Have you heard about that? I think we mentioned them earlier.
Universal, yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. So they actually named opening dates for the two new hotels over there.
Mm. Right?
The Stella Nova and the Terra Luna.
Yeah,
I'm assuming
okay.
They're all related to something with the stars, I guess, or with the sky.
I guess.
Well, I can't tell with that name really what they're supposed to be. But It's another Lowe's Hotels.
Right.
Which who's owned and operating them.
Yeah.
Just looking at them, nothing special to the design, really. I don't know. I'd have to see it up, you know, once it's completed. It just doesn't strike me as anything special about that.
Yeah, the only thing that I liked was, I think, the room pictures of the Stella Nova is kind of like got a space star type theme to it. But other than
that, it looks futuristic inside.
Yeah. Stella Luna looks to me like a Cabana Bay or whatever they call it, right? Cabana Bay? Kind of copy.
Stella Nova, you mean? Terra Luna. Which
did
one?
I say? I forgot what it was.
You said Stella Luna, like you combined the two.
Sorry. Whatever, Stella Nova, the other one.
People are probably going to do exactly what you did.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, the other one.
Yep.
I'm not a Universal fan.
Well, you have said, though, I mean, this is something you need to think about, Adam. Maybe take a look at these hotels.
Yeah,
You have Mario Land coming up next year. Right.
Right. Given the choice between the two, I'd pick the Terra Luna. I almost said Stella Luna again. Terra Luna.
And you would try to get a star room, I guess?
Yeah. That'd be what I'd like to do. Yeah. If I had to.
Well, I think they both have that, though, Stella Nova. I see how the guest rooms look the same. Or similar. Because I see one picture says Terra Luna, one says, excuse me.
Oh, really?
One picture actually says Stella Nova. That's what I was saying. They were both themed to the same thing, kind of, but just a different name.
Whatever.
They're both, what am I trying to say? It's not extraterrestrial, but they're both involving, you know, the stars and space and what have you. So that's their kind of general theming. This one's, they're both shaped sort of like an L, but facing the opposite direction. Actually, they're shaped like a boomerang.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. An L? I don't know. It looks more like a...
Like this should be in Australia. It's a boomerang.
It does have a boomerang shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thus far, the only Universal resort that I've ever stayed is Cabana Bay. And that was fun.
Yeah. I remember you saying you liked it.
Yeah,
and the price point's better than Disney's, for sure. But
for what you get there, yeah, I guess There was a time, it's probably not as much anymore, there was a time where I would say that Cabana Bay was probably the best deal in that area.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure it is anymore.
I see.
But I think we managed to get a show in. What do you think?
Yeah, there's one other mini thing to talk about. Not Minnie Mouse, but...
Oh, come on now.
There's the pass holder, what do they call it? Like pass holder appreciation month or something? I forgot what they call it.
Pass holder appreciation month. See, I forgot all about that.
So they released details on the lounge. It's going to be at the former restaurant Marrakesh, the Morocco Pavilion.
Marrakesh.
Need tickets to Marrakesh. May 1st to June 18th, from noon to 8 p.m., they're going to be complimentary snacks and water, air conditioning, charging for mobile devices, a complimentary pass holder button, not magnet, button, not sure what that means, and characters, potentially. It says special friends may stop by to say hello. So assume that means characters.
What if it means Josh Tomorrow?
That would be cool. Or Joe Rohde, that'd be even better. So yeah, it's first come, first serve. You have to show your pass. It has to be valid to get in. Hours are operational. It's subject to change. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that's cool. At least they're going to use Restaurant Marrakesh again for something. But I guess no belly dancers will be entertaining you while you're in there. But
I don't think they've been doing that for a while, have they?
It's been closed since COVID, right?
Marrakesh.
I don't think it's been...
You can have dinner with Bob Chapek.
Yeah. No thanks. No thanks. I'll pass.
Oh, come on now. What if it was free?
still pass.
You'll pass on whatever free meal?
If it's Chapek, yeah, I'll pass.
Dang.
I totally would, by the way. I'm not joking.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'd sit down and have dinner with the guy. I might to be entertained in some way, shape, or form. You never know.
Yeah, nope.
I don't know him personally.
I don't need to know him.
All right. So.
Yeah.
I think that wraps it up now.
Really?
Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you can find us, of course, on social media, on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store in which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. We also have a YouTube channel in which you can find some classic videos and a little bit of some videos from things of more recent. Where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast at travelingwiththemouse.com. And we have a travel agent friend there as well, linked on our website.
So for Adam, my name is John. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.